BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Strictly Come Bingo with Strictly's Simon Webb and Christina Rianoff. It's Strictly and Innuendo Bingo together. Chris has more problems in his new flat. A listener emails us because he's pranked himself. And Charlie Sloth is doing Fat Tuesday from Birmingham.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott here. So it's Tuesday's show. Tuesday lunchtime. Innuendo Bingo is coming up. It's a Strictly version today. And we've got another Strictly contestant, Simon Webb, who's had a dicey few weeks, but now nearly top of the leaderboard. He is a good dancer.
Mm.
And he's coming in with his pro dancer, Christina Rianoff. Keen?
Keen, yes. Yes, just been doing research ahead of Strictly Come Bingo today. And
what have you found?
No, it's going to be good. And she's clearly up for it. She's tweeted about it already. It's going to be a wet one today, I feel.
She's been wanting to be on this show for ages. And I know Simon is really keen. So let's make it a wet un.
Absolutely.
A wet un. 1:45. Innuendo Bingo. All the Strictlys are on at the moment, aren't they? Because we had Yvette Lukashuta on yesterday with Tom Evans, teaching the kids how to dance at that school in Essex.
He's a legend, by the way. What a nice guy.
Nicest man ever. Really nice. Whereas she could be a Bond villain off of crushing you with her thighs. Do you know what I mean?
I will crush you.
When you put the music to it, you can imagine her in a Bond film.
Mm.
Think about it.
I will crush you.
Mr. Bond.
It's the way she rolls her R's, I think.
I know. I want to be able to do that. And also, your arm was on fire yesterday at school. So that was good. Listen to the little whimper you let out.
Yeah. Is this allowed? Can I? Yeah.
Is he allowed to have a go?
Okay, good.
Okay, this is Radio 1. There is a live science experiment about to happen.
I've lit a splint with a flame. And I'm going to just touch it on the edge of the bubbles and
it's
they should
fine.
Ignite.
In a science class, this
good
is.
Good luck, Chris.
Good that we haven't practiced this.
Oh, how was that? Was that almost a swear there,
sorry,
wasn't it?
There was mild panic there when the fire didn't go.
Your actual arm was alight for a while.
Mills, 10 minutes in and I'm on fire.
Wow. Don't try that at home. But you didn't think that was going to go out, did you?
No. There is a video of this on the Radio 1 Facebook, actually.
You were waving your arm about going, when's the flame going to go?
There was just a... No, okay, I see where this is going now. So right, okay. But the noise doesn't quite explain what was going on, does it?
Well, it's just mild... not mild panic, quite a lot of panic that your arm wouldn't distinguish. That's what it is. Put them together, though.
I will crush you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, there are things that are annoying people about today's show already. Dan in Blackpool says, can you stop saying it's going to be a wet one on Innuendo Bingo because they're all wet? That's the idea of it. Yes, Dan, but some are much wetter than others.
It's true that there's different levels, really.
Yeah, and I'm saying let's get Christina Rianoff absolutely soaked today. Yes.
And also, Simon Webb, I guess.
And Simon Webb. And I did just say, you know, things that you say wrong. I just said distinguish, not extinguish, when talking about your arm being on fire at the science experiment yesterday.
Really? And someone's mad about
that?
Well,
you don't distinguish the flames, you extinguish them. So, my bad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Saturday's Disco Love.
Bit of you, that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Baby, baby, baby. I mean, I'd rather play Issues, but...
what is your favourite Saturday song out of interest? Is it that?
I think it's Up.
Classic.
That is a good one.
Classic.
Yeah. Lol, that time when they came in and you could remember their whole back catalogue in order. So actually, it's a bit of you, I would say more. That was Disco Love. And before that, it was Kasabian and Stevie. Hey, listeners, I have to say, and viewers, we're really treating you to some great Strictly ladies lately on this show.
And gents.
And gents. But the ladies have been on. Ola Jordan was on Innuendo Bingo with Steve Batchelor.
He's got massive mouth!
And yesterday we had Yvette Pooper Scooper.
I will crush you.
And today we've got Christina Rianoff and Simon Webb playing Strictly Come Bingo. It's going to be a good one.
Are we feeling... I mean, is she familiar with the game? Has she seen it before? She understands that there's three of us there, you know.
I mean, she's been very keen to come on the show for a while. We talked about it a lot when I was doing Strictly.
Of course.
But No, she's never seen it before in her life.
Right.
So we're currently showing her a video of what happens on Inuyasha Bingo.
Oh, no.
No idea. I thought she knew what it was, but she doesn't. This could be one where we have to kind of explain it a lot to them, and it's kind of... they will be shocked by it. I think Simon knows what it is.
Yeah, we won't have a walker.
Christina... I don't think we'll have a walker.
No, fine.
Christine doesn't know what it is, but she's watching a video now, so when she's seen that,
Simon's
back with you.
King.
There's Simon,
here
he knows
go.
What's
We're
going on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is Simon Webb and Christina Rianoff. Hello.
Hello there.
Good to see you guys again.
Yes, good to see you.
Missed you.
I miss you a bit. It's not the same.
It's not the same without you, without the lobster dance and
I
all
know.
Of that. I never miss you, Scott.
I know. I mean, not so much the dancing, just more the outfits.
Oh,
now, Simon, during your Strictly experience, you have unfairly been in the bottom too, but now you're flying.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I was very, very surprised with the score this last Saturday.
It's great and deserved as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We worked really hard, actually. So
I know. I mean, he calls you the boss.
Yeah.
And you are the boss.
I
can't you tell? I'm looking at her before I can talk.
I know.
I trained him well.
You get the job done, though.
Absolutely.
I was just admiring your calendar, which is out for next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Some great shots there.
Have you got a calendar?
Yeah, it's great.
He doesn't even know. Yes,
oh, yeah.
I do.
There's lots I don't know.
There's a calendar.
Really?
We were just watching it, weren't you? Just for research.
Yeah, research.
Yeah, I'm sure, guys.
But, I mean, Scott, you should do a calendar as well.
I don't think I could get away with that, like in the same, maybe not the same poses.
No, but you could. You could do the crab outfit. You could be bent over your desk.
You can
in
do,
the crab
yes,
outfit.
All the Strictly outfits.
Drinking some milk with the crab outfit.
Yeah, right. Well, talk to me if anyone wants to do it. Now, Christina, before today, you hadn't seen the game in Inuyasha Bingo.
I haven't, no.
So. We showed you a video, 5 minutes ago?
Yes.
So you now get it, right?
I'm now petrified, actually. I want to, like, really run away.
Do you know, when Ola Jordan was in, she was really nervous before.
Yeah,
and she
I'm
said
sure.
this.
She's got massive mouth!
That's me. but afterwards...
I wonder who she's talking about.
It was Steve. afterwards, she said that she really loved it. And we had a vetter on the show yesterday as well.
What did you say?
We just said that she was a Bond villain.
I will crush you.
Could be in Bond.
She's great, isn't she? I'll crush you.
You wouldn't mess with her.
No.
So what we're going to do is put you guys next door. You can, anyone at home can watch this on the Radio 1 website, anywhere where you can get to a computer or a tablet or a laptop or a phone. Anywhere where you can see the Radio 1 website, you can get it. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Have you got any tips? Because you obviously play this twice a week, Chris.
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess you've just got to fill your mouth as much as you can. And then, obviously, it's a three-way, so we'll just get each other. It's fine.
Yeah. Don't use the bin. Don't use the bin.
I'm confused already. Can I just go away? Can I just go home
no,
now?
No, honestly, it's going to be the most fun you've had this week, apart from doing a tango. And it's your chance to maybe get
my own back.
Yeah. Right, so watch this next. It's Strictly Come Bingo after Twin Atlantic.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. Once again, it's time for Inuendo Bingo to partner Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon, the muscly Simon Webb, the stunning Christina Rianoff, and the pasty Chris Stark. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Thank you. Yes, welcome to Strictly Come Bingo here on BBC Radio 1, a mixture of two very successful formats, Strictly Come Dancing and... Inuyasha Bingo. So, we're ready in the live lounge there. As you can see, the mirror ball is out, the red velvet curtain is out again, and we're ready to go. Simon, how are you feeling?
Ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
To be honest, this is a lot easier than dancing.
Oh, okay.
I know that Christina's terrified.
No, I'm petrified.
No, she's giving me the dirty look.
It's just water. It's just water.
Christina's worried she hasn't got the right sense of humour for it.
Yeah, I'm Russian. I don't really understand what humour is.
You
There's
said that.
One. That's humour.
Okay. You might not get some of the innuendos, but if they do spit at you, just retaliate, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, just get them back.
Remember, the first spray is the deepest
back.
As well. It will be cold.
It will be cold.
Right, cheers, go, cheers, guys. Boys and girls.
Let's do this.
Have you got a change of clothes, you two?
I don't.
You don't, okay.
So you're going to go away wet?
Trench. You're going to go to the dance studio and practice for like 100,000 hours.
All right. So I thought...
Anyway, let's not get too beefy with this. Let's do you want to save the hoodie for later? Or,
yeah, I think so. Right.
Yeah, okay. I would just take that hoodie off because that's going to get really wet.
Okay. All right.
There we are. Watch this on the Radio 1 website.
I'm pouring more water
in the glass. Yeah.
Get to your phone, get to computer, get to laptop. Watch it now on the Radio 1 website. It's time for Strictly Come Bingo. Okay, lads.
Let's go.
Ladies, water in the mouths, please. Yeah. Lots of it. Fill your cheeks. First, we go into this weekend's match of the day. And Phil Neville is on the pundit's couch. Mm. Now, I don't know what Phil's been getting up to with Gareth Bale recently, but it's clearly playing on his mind.
There's a ball drops to him here. He's only got one thing on his mind. He's on the front foot. He's driving forward. He reminds me of Gareth Bale when he opens up his legs like that.
Right in the face for being off there.
Go on, I guess.
Oh, okay. God. Right, but now, Christina, you know what to expect.
Now we're in the game.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. That's how it goes.
He reminds me of Gareth Bale when he opens up his legs like that.
Tom and Gary spotted that one. Oh, I'm enjoying this already. And now an amazing clip from Emmerdale, and grumpy old Sandy seems to be in one of his funny moods again.
Hmm. Right there where you are! I fingered every last one of
I should explain that Sandy had been asked who had trampled someone's flower bed, and he fingered all the pesky young kids in the area and accused them of it.
I fingered every last one of you!
No. Let us know if you're watching. This is really cheered up Dave in Oxted's lunchtime. I don't know why. And James is watching in Nottingham. Now we go back to last week's Joe Wiley show over on BBC Radio 2. Now, I've never realised that on Radio 2 you can get away with asking your listeners really quite forward questions.
We played Sailing from Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Have you had a lot of Rod in your life?
Yes, unfortunately.
Joe Wiley of everyone.
Have you had a lot of Rod in your life?
Yes, unfortunately.
That's gone right through.
This isn't fair.
It feels like I'm sitting in a puddle.
Already? We're only two clips in.
No, that's really bad. It's gone, honestly, right through.
Christina, are you giving as good as you get?
She's trying. We've got a situation with the eye makeup.
I know exactly because my silly mascara is running down.
Oh my word! I've just seen that. There's a lot of mascara running down there now.
It's really hurting me.
Is it hurt your
we
eyes?
Can get. Oh no!
Does it hurt your eyes?
We've got a butler. We can
it's
get.
If we can get a butler to get some wet wipes, please.
That's fine.
To Miss Rihanna.
He's just like the Joker right now, that's all.
It's a good look.
So, it's good.
We'll get you some
wet
wipes.
It's all fine, don't you worry, guys.
And now...
The show must go on.
A classic from BBC Norfolk. It's from the Wally Webb show. And here's a wonderful story, water please, about the secret of one legendary golfer's success. Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he.
That is one of my favourites of all time.
Okay.
That was nice of her, though.
For good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
This is on like Donkey Kong. That's what I'm saying.
It's on now.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Wow. You okay there, Christina? Looking good now, actually. You've managed to rectify the mascara situation. Simon, how are you feeling? Yeah, good.
He's ready.
Right, let's move on. Now, it's Simon Mayo next. And you know what we were just saying about Radio 2 and how it's amazing what you can get away with? Well, I think this next clip from Simon Mayo's show is really kind of starting to push it. It's from Friday's show. I'm not sure what sort of firework display Simon's caller is going to, but I can't imagine he'll have the time to try this while he's there.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are you going with anyone special, or are you just going to go down on yourself?
My girlfriend arrived.
Right, I saw that.
So what?
Right, you're in trouble.
What happened?
Threw a cup of water at me, Mills.
It was a reaction.
Foul play.
Classic Web.
Classic Web. Water, please. More water. Fill your cheeks. Chris?
I think I've got think our butler's got some wet wipes. Do you want some?
Mm. Are you just going to go down on yourself?
My girlfriend.
So many people emailed that one, including Sophie, Dave, and Ian. If you see anything for Ian in the bingo, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, Greg James sent me this next one from the news in his own show. Now, Greg told me he couldn't believe that Douglas Alexander MP knows so much about what one of his fellow MPs likes to do first thing in the morning. We ready? Here we go.
I don't think Norman Baker suddenly got up this morning and examined his conscience. I think he got up this morning and examined his majority.
It's good to have a little check every now and again, though.
I don't think Norman Baker suddenly got up this morning and examined his conscience. I think he got up this morning and examined his majority.
We all do it. Now, our favourite clip from last week. It's from ITV, and as we join this morning, Philip Schofield is experimenting on agony aunt Denise Robertson. But I wonder what Denise is going to make of it. Here we go.
OK, and here we go.
How does it feel, Denise?
You feel it?
Sorry. What? He hasn't even... That's not even the bit.
Oh.
Come on. Denise Robertson, the agony aunt, on This Morning.
OK, and here we go.
How does it feel, Denise? You feel it?
Tiny, tiny little prick. I've got nothing.
I got it from the beginning.
You feel it?
Tiny, tiny little prick. I've got nothing.
Just experimenting with a flu jab there.
How's it
on
feel?
This morning.
Tiny, tiny.
OK. More water, please, here on Strictly Come Bingo with Simon Webb and Christina Rioff. OK, Stacey Dooley investigates on BBC Three now, and in this episode, she's investigating Brits on holiday abroad. Now, Stacey's seen many a sight in her time, but this one really seems to have taken her aback.
Maybe. That's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So you think someone's put their fist through that?
See, Brits really will give anything a go on holiday. That one had punched a hole in the wall. Unbelievable.
So you think someone's put their fist through that?
And finally here on Strictly Come Bingo. Everyone all right in there?
Yeah.
Christina's lost it.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you going to punish Simon later for this?
Or? It's going to be punishment in the dance, on the dance floor.
I get punished regardless.
Okay. And now an all-time favourite to finish from BBC Gloucestershire. Sorry, BBC Wiltshire, my bad. And these two ladies really, really enjoy themselves at the station's annual carol concert.
Well now, Hannah, it's so good to welcome you here. You're such a good supporter of this event, and we love having you here. And I think you quite like coming, actually, don't you?
I like coming very, very much indeed.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's good. And that was Strictly Come Bingo. Listen, like, guys, good luck for this weekend on Strictly. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Cheers, buddy.
High five. Nice one, guys.
Thank you. Also, we'd like to apologise for some bad language that may have slipped out of Simon Webb's mouth there. Tut, tut. Sorry if you were offended. And that was today's Strictly Come Bingo. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. If you couldn't manage to watch live, we'll get it on YouTube later.
One.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Oh, yes, it's Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
Just had that realisation. Charlie Sloss on at 3:40.
It's good. That's why I look so fresh. My skin is so fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean. Charlie Sloss, 3:40 on Fat Tuesday. I like it every time that song comes on now. We go, everybody let confidence. Everybody let confidence. Kendrick Lamar and I
love the slap of the bass at the end as well.
Slapping the bass all the way through. Love that. You know what we discovered yesterday? I mean, it's definitely happened. It's not just us that discovered it, but we discovered it on the train on the way to Essex, where we were doing our show from the school yesterday for their best day ever. They've updated BBC iPlayer, innit? It's really good. So you know when you go onto BBC iPlayer and watch something, and it shows you all of the channels at the top? If you get the update, it's been updated now, and at the top you will see... This makes me feel well proud to work at Radio 1.
Mm.
You will see BBC One... BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, and then slap bang right next to it, Radio 1 on iPlayer. And there's loads of good stuff on there. We were having a look yesterday. You're on there as well, doing kind of best bits of the week.
It's cool. It's like this little highlights thing that I do, and I'm going to do every week. It's called ICYMI.
Catchy.
And it's right there, in case you missed it. And then obviously there's all the bits like your interview with One Direction, other highlights on there at the moment are Kaiser and Russell Brand, a Strictly Come Bingo, and then I'm doing all the little bits in between. It's very exciting for me.
You can watch it on the new Radio 1 bit of BBC iPlayer. Also, Fern talking about this earlier because she played the interview. Taylor Swift is on there and she talks quite openly about what it's really like for her being like the most famous person in the world right now.
Yeah.
And 24-year-old female in the music industry. She talks about her and Lorde and how they like to partake in cooking classes together. And also how she does actually call up Ed Sheeran for advice when she gets freaked out because they're really kind of best mates. If you go to BBC iPlayer and you can watch all of that, the Swifty interview and everything else that we said, there's loads on there on the brand new Radio 1 channel. Look on iPlayer at the top. You will see we are now one of the options.
Do you know what the other cool thing is as well? Is like obviously you can get it on your phone and tablet and stuff like that, but I was on my games console. And that's where I watch a lot of the iPlayer stuff through it. So it's just really cool seeing all the stuff that we do at Radio 1, but on big telly.
Yeah, it's good on big telly.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. Radio 1 is now on BBC iPlayer. Go and catch it when you can. Get the little update and then you'll find it right there at the top.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, right, if ever you've got anything to tell me or a problem that needs solving, you can email me. You know that, yeah? Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Many people do this. Often for love advice. I don't know why, but they seem to kind of trust us.
Yeah, but I mean, it's only certain advice, isn't it? I mean, I'd say financial worries, that kind of thing, probably not your thing.
Yeah, I mean, any emotional problems, I think the surgery is for you.
Yes.
But just everyday stuff that pops into your head, or sometimes you think, I don't have a solution to this. I think I'll get in touch with Scott. Someone has done that. I'm going to call him up. Got an email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris has now been living in his new house 2 weeks.
Yep.
Washing machine drama.
It's, it's a new one for me, but it's kind of gone everywhere. Are we doing this now? Well, no. It's, I've got a situation where I looked in the washing machine, right? Because there'd been a small problem where it started, water had gathered in it.
Mm.
Right, so I looked inside and thought, oh, that's good, the water's gone, because I couldn't see, you know, kind of level on it.
So you opened it
up. So I opened up the door and the floods.
Tsunami.
It's like, ah, I couldn't see a level because it's so full of water.
Yeah, so you thought it was clear, but the water was so far up the top.
Yes. When I opened it, it was like, whoosh!
You've never had this before, have you?
No.
Never had to actually control a washing machine before.
So I don't know what to do now. Fell off this morning as well. Probably shouldn't say that. No.
Off the washing machine?
No, off the kitchen.
Oh, you'll never get your deposit back. I told you this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ed in Cambridge says, if the machine's full, the doors don't unlock.
Well, trust me, they do.
No, they do. The power's off. They do. They really do.
Water's everywhere.
And now we can go over to one of our listeners who's in a toilet. Hello, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm right. Why are you in the loo?
Because it's the best place to go where no one will interrupt. There are a lot of conversation.
Oh, are you at work?
Yeah, I am.
Jim, we got your email and I had to find out more.
Okay.
So take me through the whole story, please.
Okay, so I was going with my then-girlfriend to a dinner date. You know, one of those dates where the girlfriends all know one another, but the boyfriends don't really know one another, so...
Jim, the problem is with you being in the loo.
Yeah?
It really sounds like you're in the loo. I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay, wait there, 1 second.
Is there another safe place you can go?
I'll just walk through the office.
Find a cupboard. Where are you now?
Just in the hallway.
Yeah, that's so much better.
Ah, there we go.
Okay, tell me the story.
Okay, yeah, so we were going to the dinner date at my girlfriend's friend's house. And it was one of those dates where none of the boyfriends had ever met, so we were going, the girls would get on and we'd have to kind of make small talk.
Oh, so all the girls knew each other?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been in that situation a lot.
Yeah. It can be quite awkward at the start, but, you know, you have a glass of champagne and the conversation flows.
Well, you might have champagne. I generally have Prosecco or Cava, but that's the way you roll.
Or a beer.
Or a beer, or two beers.
Lads.
Anyway, we stayed the evening with the idea of driving home in the morning. Now, I got up to get ready for work, and I couldn't find my glasses. So I didn't want to be late for work because I was the manager at the building at the time, and I had to open up the building. So I asked my then girlfriend Kenley to look for my glasses for me while I left.
So you stayed overnight at someone's house?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yes.
And it was one of the girls, right? Their house.
Exactly. It was one of the girlfriend's house. Me and my girlfriend stayed there at the time.
And you were going to drive back, but you'd had a couple of drinks, so decided to stay the night.
No. We had planned to stay the night anyway. We were going to drive back in the morning.
Okay.
And then I would go to work. But the problem was, I couldn't find my glasses, so I asked my then-girlfriend to stay and look for them while I went to work. So I caught the bus to work.
Sorry, stop this. So you went off to work and left your girlfriend in the house to look for the glasses?
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're worried about being late, but you couldn't find them.
Exactly. So I'm -5 in both my eyes. I don't know if you know how bad that is, but I can hardly see my hand in front of my face. So getting to work was hard enough as it is.
Yeah.
So I got to work and I opened up the building. And then I was in the office just doing my paperwork with some of my colleagues when I noticed that there was an answer phone message. So
where was the answer phone message?
It was in the main office.
On your work answer phone?
On the work answer phone, yeah. So
I like it that you've got an answer phone still.
Yeah. Well, I went up and pressed the button, and it was after the button on the answer machine.
Yeah.
And after a few scuffles, there was some giggling in the background of some guys, and then all of a sudden I hear my voice going, "Jim, it's Jim. Good luck working tomorrow without your glasses." So it was my own voice, and then a bunch of guys giggling in the background. So I had gone and hidden my own glasses for myself. Now, my colleagues found this absolutely hilarious. About they're still to this day not let me live it down. But a couple of hours later, my then girlfriend drives in, and she says she took my glasses. And I asked her, where were the glasses? And they were in one of the spare rooms of this house I had never been in before. And I had taken everything in that room and piled it in one corner. And my glasses were hidden underneath this pile.
This is amazing. So you played hide and seek with yourself?
Yeah.
This is a game changer.
This is so good.
I was like to say that's the first or the last time I've done something like that to myself. But that was definitely the most radical thing I've ever done while drunk to myself.
So you left a message that evening on your work answer phone going, "Hi, Jim, it's Jim. Good luck finding your glasses."
Exactly, yeah.
So you did this knowing that you wouldn't remember where they are the next day?
Exactly, yeah.
So, I have never heard of someone playing hide-and-seek with themselves.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. Play a practical joke on yourself rather than your friends, I guess.
Why?
I've never pranked myself. I'm going to try it.
Are you the kind of person who puts cling film over their own toilet?
Maybe we should call you more often, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know whether it was a good idea to come on national radio and tell people this.
Oh, I like it.
Fine. Do you know what? When I'm on a night out, I will write notes in my phone. So you remember exactly what you've said to people on that night. Sometimes I write little ideas that I've had when I'm out late at night. I'll write that in my phone to remind me. But generally, I try and help myself with things. It sounds like you're doing everything you can to make life difficult.
Yeah, well, it's gotten so bad now that I just presume if any practical joke is played on me, that it was me. Even just last Halloween, I woke up to find all my books had been hidden around my room. And I just assumed it was me. And a couple of days later, my housemates were like, "Jim, did you not notice something different about your room?" And I was like, "No." And we hid all your books. And I went, "Oh, I thought that was me."
Oh, God. You're a danger to yourself, Jim.
Well, it's all fun, isn't it?
Well, I want to know if anyone else has ever practical joked themselves. I'm going to start doing it.
You should. It's fun. It's a good story to tell.
I think if we have like a Christmas night out soon, like a works night out, let's make a note, right? Write this down. So we'll prank ourselves.
Right.
I don't know what yet, but we will.
It just seems like such a ridiculously stupid thing to do. And you'll be there the next day going, oh, for God's sake, why am I friends with him? Why? I hate him. And you're talking about yourself.
Yeah.
But the problem with doing that is if you start making it a competition between yourselves to prank yourselves, it could escalate far too quickly.
Yeah, that is true.
And you know your own weaknesses the most, exactly. More than anyone, don't you?
Exactly.
Oh, I'll kill him when I get my hands on him. Oh, it's me.
This is blowing my mind. This is quite confusing.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to take for a Tuesday, Jim. It's making my head fizz a bit, but thanks for picking up. I wanted to speak to you after getting your email.
That's absolutely fine.
Right, anything else weird that happens, make sure we're the first to know.
I will send you an email.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. People write messages for themselves? Harriet in Surrey has definitely pranked herself. Found a note after a night out in her purse saying, "Sorry, Harriet. Harriet took your last 20 quid and bought some more drinks. There is a chocolate bar under your bed. Love, Harriet." To herself.
I know it's slightly different, but I've done it before where I've set little notes in my phone to go off later in the year to remind me of certain things.
But not after a night out.
I don't know. I mean, because I've started doing it more and more, so there's bound to be a few surprises that pop up. It's quite a nice thing to do. Write a message in your phone, set it for 6 months later. You know?
Yeah. And then you'll be like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But it's from me. The Scott Mills Daily. Shout out to Sam, who really needed to get an essay done. So after a couple of drinks, hid his TV remote from himself so he'd get the essay done the next day.
Very sensible.
Sensible, but then couldn't find it for a week. He'd actually taken it to his neighbour next door. Nowhere in the house.
There's a few of these. Catherine, who hides money in coats when she's feeling a bit flush, so that she randomly finds it.
And it's a nice little surprise. It's like, oh, got a fiver there.
A little present from your past self.
Yeah, it's really good. Just to cheer yourself up eventually, and you don't even know when that's going to happen. Next time you pick up that coat. Oh, look. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't know why I'm finding this so amusing, but today my friend Unlucky Gary, you know my friend that only unlucky things happen to?
Clues in the name.
Yeah. Everyone's got a friend like that. You know the friend that with just unfortunate things happen all the time. Today, Unlucky Gary's having an ear candle.
How does this work? What? Why?
Have you seen them? Like sometimes they advertise them in those in the like Chinese places. You know, like the herbal Chinese places where you can get like acupuncture and that.
What's the point? Is it?
Like, I think it's to clear earwax out. But his name is Unlucky Gary, and he will be like lying on one side with an actual candle in his ear. What could go wrong? It's going to be like the beginning of an episode of Casualty. Unlucky yes. Gary decides to light the candle with a blowtorch. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Charlie Sloth.
Ah!
Today I'm talking to Charlie Sloth from actual Birmingham. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there's a kind of Eurovision weird delay. You alright?
Yeah, I've got a delay in my ear as well. It feels really weird.
Lost the Charlie Sloth on Eurovision. That would be amazing.
It would be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Hey, I saw like an advert for your new TV show the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where you go around, like, amazing cribs.
Yeah, sick fam. Doing the ting out here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just seen a tweet as well from you today. Oh, it goes, oh, gosh, crumpets and tea in bed. New one for you?
Big man ting, yeah, I just discovered crumpets and tea. What a mixture, the concoction is in your face. Oh my gosh, I had doubles, and then I went for thirds, fam. I had two packets of crumpets.
Whoa.
It's good.
That's why I look so fresh. My skin is so fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean.
You sampling my voice, fam?
Yes, I am, fam.
And there's PRS on that, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you're in Birmingham because it's One Extra Live very soon.
It's One Extra Live on Saturday. It's going to be a mad team. We've got Tinashe, Sigma, Lethal Bizzle, Jess Glynn, Boy Better Know, Fuse, ODG, Krepton Conan, Rick Ross and Mary J. Blige. And we are in Birmingham all week. And today from 4 p.m, you've heard of Britain's Got Talent? Scrap that, fam. It's all about Birmingham's Got Talent.
Birmingham.
We've got singers.
Sorry.
What happened there? That was weird. What happened
I
there?
Said Birmingham.
All right.
Birmingham.
Delayed.
Birmingham.
How do you say it?
Birmingham.
How do you say it?
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
That's how I say it, fam. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
That's how the man them say it up here. Birmingham, innit?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. I've had elocution lessons, had to say it properly, and that's how they told me to say it.
Birmingham's got talent.
Birmingham's got talent, fam. And anyway, listen, we've got rappers, singers, cheerleaders, comedians. They're all coming through, and we're going to find out if Birmingham really has got talent.
Can't say it.
We've even got a Michael Jackson parody coming through. And apparently, we've got someone who reckons they can dance as well as Scott Mills. So I can't wait to check that out.
Well, I'd like to see that.
Have you found the chocolate factory in Birmingham yet?
Fam, where are you going with the fat jokes?
No, I'm just saying there is a very large, well-known chocolate factory in that area.
Charlie Sloth and the chocolate factory.
Listen, if anyone's going to search it out, fam, it's going to be you.
You know what? This is not a joke. I've actually got a platinum members card to the Cadbury factory here in Birmingham. I can go there and have as much chocolate as I want, and they don't charge me, and that's a true story. There you go.
Cool story as well.
Yeah, very cool.
Cool story, bro.
Okay, let's play today's Real or No Real from Birmingham.
Hey, guys, I can't help but feel you're taking a mickey out of me because I'm not there. Obviously, I'm in Birmingham, you're in London. It feels like, because I can't see you, you're putting faces and stuff behind my back.
Well, no, you're just being paranoid, aren't you?
Okay, insecure maybe.
And so here's your first Real or No Real fact of the day.
On their 2001...
No, I said facts, not fat,
cool.
Shut up.
All right, cool.
On their 2001 world tour, Foo Fighters issued a 52-page booklet as their rider. It included important details such as bassist Nate's thoughts on how to cook a good breakfast and guitarist Pat's list of unwelcome sweaty meats.
Wow. Interesting. But that does mean that sweaty meats are on the rider then, I would assume, because they're having to describe which ones are unwelcome, which ones... Why would you welcome any sweaty meats?
Well...
I was expecting more from that. Just a noise.
You know I always thought Foo Fighters was a computer game. I'm not even joking. And then one of my brothers was like, nah, fam, it's a band. And I was like, all right, cool, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, it's not really your thing, is it?
Not really, no.
Talking of riders then, Charlie, I'm sure we must have brought this up with you before, but on the Charlie Sloth rider, what's on?
What do you demand?
Sweaty meats?
No sweaty meats. Can I talk about this on air?
Oh, well, it depends what it is, really, but yeah, let yourself be the judge of your life.
No. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, right,
there are children listening.
No.
Yeah,
someone in Birmingham in the background.
No, Charlie.
Yeah!
No, Charlie. Don't say it, Charlie.
This is chaos.
Right, okay, well, I don't want to know what's on your rider, but do the Foo Fighters have a 52-page book with all the details of their rider requests backstage? Charlie, real or no real?
I'm going to say real, cuz.
No real.
Say no real. They are a big band. I can imagine their rider is huge.
52-page, though.
That one is real.
What? Yes. It's
a 52-page book with all the details of the band's rider and some colouring-in exercises for venue staff to enjoy. Absolutely real.
Wow. Wait, Scott.
Yes?
Did I mention this one extra live on Saturday?
Yeah, I know. You said that. And where is it?
In Birmingham.
Tenage?
Yeah, you can watch me as well. I'm hosting it on the red button, so you can watch it from any BBC channel on your mobile phone, your laptop, your tablet, whatever tickles your fancy, fam.
In widescreen.
Rude.
Are you in HD? Nobody wants to see that.
I what do you mean? That's not nice. I thought you liked watching me, fam.
Oof.
Well,
no, I do like watching you actually. I know I like it when you're on TV because actually you are a natural on television, I think.
Oh, thanks, man.
Especially when you remember when he's dressed in a tux.
Yeah, really good.
What? Hey, we should do our own TV show.
Well, Charlie, I said last year that I wanted to do a radio show, Christmas radio show. That never happened, and nearly Christmas again now. Here we are.
This year, we have to make it happen.
Where's both of us have
Christmas? To lean. Well, let's lean on the bosses now. From now, I'll send an email, you send an email, bang, we'll make it happen, fam.
All right, fam.
Let's do it.
Scientists can spot penguin colonies from space by the giant stains their droppings leave on the ice.
Lovely.
Now, I know a lot about penguins. I'm somewhat of a specialist when it comes to penguins. If you listen to the Saturday Night Rap Show every Saturday night on One Extra Radio 1 from 10 p.m, you will know that I constantly reference penguins. And the reason why I reference penguins is because they are mad they can't fly. They're birds that waddle along on their belly, leaving poo stains on the ice so scientists from space can see it
on the
ice. Their satellites. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
good.
True, by the way. That's true. I know that.
I can't argue with that.
Any
logic.
Penguins in Birmingham?
I've not met any yet, but I'll let you know if I come across any.
All right, but can penguin poo be seen from space?
Well, it must stand out. It must stand out.
What, so they leave big skidders on the ice, is that right?
Proper skidders.
Good. I'm going to go real on this one.
You're just copying me, fam.
No.
I said real.
No.
You're just copying me.
Ready?
What are you saying? Real or no, real
I'm
or
saying
no?
Real. I'm saying I'm going to say no real just to be different.
No, don't that have to. We can both real. Say the same run. What was it?
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. It's real. Point to me.
That's right. Penguin droppings contrast with the white snow, and they can be seen by satellites in space, fact fans. And
they have a radioactive touch going on as well. Like, they glow in the dark, apparently, as well.
Lush. And next.
7% of all Facebook accounts belong to dogs.
Ugh. Nothing worse.
You do see a lot of animals on social media, don't you?
I don't agree with it.
That was a good one.
No, I mean it. It's, you know, pets. People will put their profiles of pets and stuff.
Nonsense. We all know that pets can't do Facebook. We know that, right? We know
my
animals.
Squirrel can.
No.
My squirrel can.
He's got a pet squirrel.
Yeah, no, my squirrel can. My squirrel can type. I taught him how to type.
Did you get one of those from the chocolate factory?
No, my squirrel knows how to use a QWERTY keyboard. He's fully trained. He knows how to send me text messages and everything. I'm not even joking. His you know name's
what,
nuts.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Put him on Birmingham's Got Talent. Because they love, talented animals on there. Yeah, dog won that one year.
Really?
Even though it was clearly a man in a dog suit, as we've discussed before. Mm. Yeah, Pudsey and Ashley, isn't it?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. So, is this true? 7% of Facebook is just dogs?
Not true.
I'm going to go real, actually. There's loads
no
of
no real.
Okay, 7% of Facebook dogs, real or no real?
That one is real.
Yes. Yeah, of course it is.
Dogs.
And their owners should not do that. Just go on Facebook as yourself, because you're a human. And at the end of that round, a real or no real?
Okay, it's a draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Yes.
Oi, oi!
What's
oi,
on
oi.
Your show today from Birmingham?
Birmingham's got talent, I told you, fam. We've got singers, we've got rappers, we've got cheerleaders, dancers, and we've got a Scott Mills impersonation as well from 5:20, so tune in for that. And of course, it's all about One Extra Live on Saturday. You can listen and watch from 7 p.m. on One Extra and Radio 1, or just press the red button on your remote control and see how good-looking I really am.
Ow!
Oh, gosh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Get the Scott Mills Daily every day by hitting subscribe, and we'll see you tomorrow on Radio 1 at 1 o'clock.